Your home for the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Thank you for listening to North Sound Racing Radio. Please come watch us race our quarter midgets in Monroe, Washington. Thank you.
The 2008 Apple North Sound Cup. Racing with Steve Mordland continues on North Sound 1380.
The heat is on for the lead. Matt Kenseth takes it to the high country. He's going to go to the outside on Jeff Gordon. They're side by side at the point.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts. Steve Mortland, Tom Glitherow. I want to thank Sherry Burke for all of her outstanding help tonight. And she somehow, some way is going to figure into our next guest because she, Sherry brought Glenn Zachary to my attention. And when we did a show about the 50th anniversary of the Western Washington Racing Association, I called Sherry and I said, hey, I know you're involved around in that era. With that club, who should we talk to? Somebody who really goes back. And she, without hesitation, said, we need to get Glenn Zachary on the phone. Because he spent a lot of time up at Sky Valley and at dirt tracks all over the Pacific Northwest. And first of all, Glenn, good to have you back on North Sound Racing. How are you tonight?
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's an honor to have you on. And I know you're very familiar with the Berg family, but I found out when I was talking with Sherry's mom, Donna, that her and Gene's first date, were you aware of this, where their first date was?
No, I wasn't really.
Aurora Speedway. It was at Aurora Speedway.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've been there a number of times.
Yeah, tell us about Aurora Speedway. And one of our next guests that we have coming up after you, Gary Cressy, he's got some interesting Aurora Speedway stories as well to share with us. But talk about your experiences down there at the old track.
Attended there. I didn't race at Aurora. Sky Valley is my first place I raced, and Skagit Speedway. But I had a lot of good times with Gene Berg and Cliff Humphreys. They were my pit crew, and they were really good guys. They really helped me a lot.
Now, Sherry wrote on her notes here that you drove the green number 3 modified up at Sky Valley when it was up on the hill. And for those not familiar with Sky Valley Speedway, tell us about it.
Well, it was up on the hill from, it was originally a gravel pit. It was up on the hill from Monroe. It was a dirt track. We dumped clay on it to make it really slick and good to run on. And we had a lot of old cars running there. And I had a 283 in my little car that I had. And I've built about 3 different cars, but two of them raced up there all the time, and I raced the 2 of them, and another guy raced the other one, but that was a lot of fun up there. And then Skagit Speedway was the same thing, a clay track, and it's still running, but I haven't even been up there lately, but we had a lot of fun at all those tracks with a lot of good guys.
Glenn, help me a little bit, but I think I've heard the story, there was a racetrack in Monroe, which is kind of in the city, and didn't the city, in fact, help you move up on top of the hill and get that property developed?
That was just a little bit before I started doing, but it was down by the river. They had a little dirt track down there, and then they got this property, they cleared it, and built the stands and built the track themselves, so the association did. But that's about the time I started there, is about the time they got it pretty well finished.
Yeah, and I think the location right now is somewhere close to where the Lowe's store is, as I remember. And John Zareski talking about being a veteran and the fact that I can remember being there a few times. I guess I must be in the Veteran Plus Club. But I think it was kind of an association-run deal, and I think Bob Beadle had a lot to do with
He was racing at that time. I think he was racing at that time. But, he was there with us all. Bob Beadle and Kenny Gardner, Roland Lakey, Daryl Martell, Joe Bauer, King TV.
Yeah, little Joe Bauer.
Doug James, Marshall Vandenberg. They're the whole slug of them. I was just reading some of the names off the guys that I raced with.
Another one that name that Sherry wrote down, Jan Opperman and Doug Wolfgang, a couple of guys that ran up there. And
they were up at Skagit, I think.
Oh, were they?
Place.
Yeah, because I know I had heard someone mention at one time that Jan Opperman had spun a couple of laps up at Sky Valley as well.
Yeah, he may have. I'm not really sure about that one.
Yeah.
I think back in the day, before the, what now is Dirt Cup, I think, and correct me on this, but didn't they go one night to Sky Valley, one to Skagit, and then down to Elma, I think, on Sunday afternoon, and that's where the three-day Dirt Cup...
I think that's right. I've raced down at Elma, too, so we did all three of them on a weekend.
Who's the biggest name you got to compete against?
Gardner, probably. Kenny Gardner. And let's see, there's some Skagit guys. Let me think. Let me see if I got the names here.
Digging out the old programs, I hope.
Yeah.
Man, I'd love to see some of those old programs. You still have a bunch of those?
Well, not a bunch. I got two or three of them here.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of been going through since, I can't think of the guy's name of the Skagit. Don Bingham,
uh-huh.
Bud Morgan, Bob Cochran is another one. That's about all I got right now that I can think of.
Yeah.
Doug James he raced both places.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Peters, Buzz McGee.
Ooh, I like that name. That's a good racing name. Tell us a
Peters
Buzz McGee story.
There's a slug of them.
You know, nowadays the cars have power steering and full containment seats and full face helmets, all the seat belts and everything else. Tell me what your first race car, what was it like? Can you paint us a picture?
Well, the first one was a Ford Flathead, but mine, my first one I built, had 283s, 2-inch valves in the head, and I had what I used for transmission. Dodge pickup transmission and a Ford rear end, and I had a 34 Ford body on it, but it was all, I don't know if Sherry's ever showed you any pictures of it or not, but built the whole frame. I built the whole car myself, built the motors usually, and not all the time, but usually, and did all the body work, and Gene Durberg done my painting. He kept it painted all the time. No matter if it was wrecked, he'd have it painted by the next week.
And tell us about like things like seat and the safety equipment and the 3- and 4-layer suits you probably didn't have back then.
Yeah, we didn't have those. A whole pair of white coveralls. And I had a bucket seat in it and a good safety harness, and a helmet we wore. And I never was in too many wrecks. Banged up a little bit, but I've had the back of the car banged in one time really hard, and I climbed somebody's wheel and went up in the air, come straight down on the corner of the frame and bent the frame off. That was all for that weekend, but by the next weekend, we had it running.
So when did you finally hang up the helmet, Glenn?
I started a business of my own in 69, and I quit in 70.
Yeah, that kind of dictated it, huh?
Yeah, that dictated, that's for sure.
Now, Sherry also wanted me to point out, as we're spending some time with Glenn Zachary, who used to run with the Sky Valley Speedway. Trophy girls wore bikinis back then, huh?
Not
that you will admit to.
Yeah, no, not very much, really.
Well,
fully dressed. Once in a while.
I'll have to figure out where she got that information from. Who is, I know you brought up a lot of names, but who was the best you raced against, Glenn?
Oh.
And you can refer to your manual there if you need to.
Well, Gardner was kind of our top competition for everybody, it seemed like. Let's see, who in the heck?
As Glenn thinks.
I gotta find one of them here.
I wish I would have killed to have that book he's looking at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be neat. Well, Sherry knows where you live. We're gonna drop by, and I would just absolutely love to go through those things. Well,
Morgan from Skagit was one tough guy to race with.
Was he?
Hey, Glenn, we had a couple of older veterans who were on here earlier, and Vern Dietz was talking about how in the old days they settled disputes with some guy running into his fist. Back in your day, that happened? Anybody run into your fist?
Oh, I probably got in a couple tangles. Yeah, I'm sure I did.
He's not giving us a lot of fact here,
no,
is he?
Huh? He's very guarded with
that's
his information.
Right. He's probably got grandkids
well,
listening.
It happened. I know it did, but I can't remember exactly what took place, but it did happen.
Well, you said you hadn't been up to Skagit Speedway in a while, but is it okay if some time next season we stop by, pick you up, and haul you up there?
Sure.
Cool.
That'd be good.
Remember that. We're going to do that.
We're driving, not you.
Oh, yeah. Apparently Sherry says we got to drive, not you.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
All right. Well, it's we have it on tape. Hey, Glenn, thank you so much for taking time out tonight. It's been a lot of fun listening to your stories and getting caught up, because the last thing we need to do, and I think you'll agree with this, is we cannot let these tracks that aren't with us anymore, whether they be a shopping mall or you name it, a condominium complex, we cannot let the memories of these tracks go away.
That's for sure. That's good.
Yeah. So we'll keep in touch. And again, thank you so much. Have a great holiday season, and we'll stop by and pick you up, and that'll give me a good time. Do you save those books?
Okay.
When we're on our way to Skagit,
pictures here, and it helps me out a lot.
Okay. Cool. Well, we got
for having me on.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for being with us. Appreciate it, Glenn.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. That was Glenn Zachary, and man, I tell you, it is so much fun to listen to those guys, and you can just see them just shuffling. You could hear them actually shuffling through the pages, and fun to talk with those people.
Well, and that's one of the things that, I wish I had more time, more energy, but the Northwest needs a museum, a place where I've got tons of pictures at home from my dad when he was involved, and I was given a bunch of stuff, and there's no real place where in the Northwest where this is and people can enjoy it, and someday, somewhere, and I think we need to get Mickey Beadle going. I know he'd like to do that. And,
yeah.
And somewhere like I said, there needs to be a building out in Aurora or Everett or someplace like that where people could go and take a look at that. I've been fortunate enough to be on the sport long enough to remember going there a few times. And, I went to Aurora as a kid and stuff like that. And those are memories that somehow need to be preserved.
Yeah. Well, that gives us a good cause.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Hey, tell you what, we're going to take a break because that's how we pay bills. When we come back, an interview we recorded last night with my friend Hollywood, Gary Cressy, the legendary announcer for many years up at Evergreen Speedway and also at the old tracks all up and down. 51 different racetracks he's announced at in his 44-year career. We'll be back. North Sound Racing here on North Sound 1380.